support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Detroit, Michigan at Comerica Park, the home of the Detroit Tigers. Come along and join Ron Colangelo, Vice President Communications, in the press box, where we're reminded that baseball is probably the most social of the spectator sports and definitely a stats-driven game.
Driven deep to left field, way back and gone! It's a home run for Nick Castellanos, a two-run shot to tie it up.
When you go up against a guy like Salazar, he's not going to give you many hits.
Tell us about why you are an avid fan.
Well, it's a great organization. The Tigers have been around since 1901. The history, tradition, all of the greatness that this franchise has had over the years with all the great players and all the great storylines and what this franchise means to the city, to Metro Detroit, to the state of Michigan, to the region. It's very special.
Is there a super loyalty among Detroiters?
There really is. Detroit is a great sports town, not just with the Tigers, but with the Red Wings, with the Lions, the Pistons, Michigan State. There's an incredible amount of passion, loyalty, and dedication, and that's what makes it a lot of fun coming here every day.
High, towering fly ball to right field, hit well. Almonte going back to the track, to the wall.
For you, baseball is a real battle for up and down, for winning and losing, and knowing whether you got a chance for the pennant.
You have to have a special set of patience, especially when you're around the team. And I have that fortune of being around the manager and the players and the baseball people who you can't get too high, you can't get too low, and you got to ride out the tough times. And not get, you know, too crazy on the good times, because you'll hear all the white noise from the media and the fans who, you know, they want excellence all the time, and that's not always the case. So you do ride the roller coaster, and at the end you just hope that, you know, it comes out in your favor.
I think what's fascinating, and you know from your background with football, that baseball is more of a statistical-driven game than football. Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is. Baseball, it's always been a numbers game. You can keep score at a baseball game, and that's a, you know, something that is unique. Where the other,
but even a player might be good from a technical reason, be out. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting, and more so than ever, baseball is into analytics. A lot of the teams have beefed up the analytics department, using analytics, technology, science to really get a read on tendencies. And you know, fortunately, that's something that we're all being advanced on in technology in our own lives.
In your years here, you have seen a progression and a change in that technical world.
No question. Here at the Tigers, we've really tried to stay with the trends, but also trying to get ahead of it, you know.
Have a full-time analytics?
We do. We have an analytics department, 3-4 people, and that's their job to help us find the tendencies that can maybe help us with some strategies on how to position our players and help our players.
You've been around and you've worked in professional hockey, professional football,
yes,
and baseball. What's your favorite? What do you enjoy? What's the most rewarding?
I like something about all of them, to be frank. But with baseball, I like that you do play every night. I know that sounds a little, you know, it's a lot, it's a grind, and it can get tiring at times. But I do like the action of it every day, and knowing that even if you had a loss or a losing streak, that you can bounce right back and win the next day. Players in baseball are very laid back and easygoing, which I also enjoy. And it's just a wonderful sport where, you know, you grow up with it and all.
And there's a passionate disconnect of ball in play in a full game.
Right.
Action time, what, might be 15, 16 minutes, technically?
Well, you know,
there's a lot of...
Yes.
That waiting time.
There is a lot of waiting time, but that also is what's unique about the sport. You have an opportunity to turn and talk to a family member or a friend or someone that you're, you know, bringing out to the ballpark for a business reason.
That's not going to happen with basketball, for example.
No, and it's also going to be, you know, at a basketball game, it's going to be very loud, and it's a whole different environment. So
there really is that social dynamic.
There is.
Of baseball.
Yes.
And probably why it's America's pastime.
No question about it. And here at the Tigers, we're looking at hopefully fans taking home a memory of a lifetime.
Nice. Well, thank you so much here in the press box.
Oh, my pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the experience. I'm Ron Colangelo, Vice President of Communications for the Detroit Tigers. You can visit us at tigers.com.
That's too easy. Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome.
Among their position players, he would be the prime candidate. That's grounded toward first, sliding play by Miguel, and he'll win the race to the bag. Whoa, a close play and a near collision as well.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station. Ooh.